started Perek Klal Gadol, Shabbos Taf Samach Ches. The Mishnah teaches three rules about somebody who violates Shabbos out of ignorance, Peshogeg. Either Kol HaShochech, Iker Shabbos is the first category. Somebody didn't know that there's a concept called Shabbos that even exists, and he violates many, many different Yisurim on many different Shabbosos. He only brings one Karban Chatos because it's one big Shogeg he didn't know about Shabbos. Second one is Heyodeh, Iker Shabbos. Somebody knew about the concept of Shabbos, but didn't realize that that day is Shabbos, and therefore he violated many Melechos over several Shabbosos, because he keeps forgetting each Shabbos that it happens to be Shabbos. So he brings a Chatas for each Shabbos, because each one is a different Shogeg. He's a Shogeg about the day, each and every Shabbos. And the third one is Yodea Shuhu Shabbos. Somebody knew that the day was Shabbos, and he violated many Melachos, because he thought each act that he was doing, Bishul and Tochen, and everything that he was doing, he thought was Mutter. So then he brings a separate Karban Chatas for each Av Melacha that he violates. However, if he violates an Av Melacha, and some of the Toldos associated with that Av, he's only to bring one Karban Chatos for the Av and the various Toldos that are associated with that Av. So the Gemara asks, why is this parak called Klal Gadol? Apparently this is a very big rule. What makes this rule so big? So the Gemara offers three suggestions, rejects the first two, accepts the last one. The first suggestion is that maybe there are other rules about Shabbos that aren't so detailed as this one, and that's why this one is called Klal Gadol. Similar to the Klal Gadol we have by Shviyas, which is also in contrast to rules that have fewer details. But the Gemara rejects that because Meiser also has less detailed rules, but the primary rule of Meiser yet is not introduced with the term Klal Gadol. So the Gemara then suggests maybe anything that has both Avos and Toldos is called the Klal Gadol. Gemara rejects that also, because Bar Kapori used the term Klal Gadol by Meiser, and Meiser doesn't have Avos and Toldos. So the final suggestion the Gemara accepts is that Gadol means that the rule applies more expansively than in other areas of Halacha, in the following way. Many Melachos of Shabbos apply even to items that are Talosh, that are no longer attached to the ground, while Shviyas only applies to Mechuber, things that are attached to the ground. Shviyas, in turn, only applies to Machal Behema, animal food, unlike Meiser, which applies only to human food. Meiser, according to Bar Kapara at least, is called Klal Gadol, because it applies even to Te'ena V'yerek, figs and green vegetables, unlike Peya, which only applies to items that are Lekitaso Ka'achas, all picked at one time, as opposed to figs, and items that are Machniso Lekium, that could be stored for an extended period of time, as opposed to green vegetables. Both Meiser and Peya, however, share three qualifications. Even though those last two of the Kitaso Kachas and Machniso Lekiyim are requirements only by Peya and not by Meiser, both Meiser and Peya apply to share three qualifications, three criteria, and that is that they both have to be Ochel, it has to be Nishmar, it has to be guarded, and it has to be something that's Gidula Menar, it's that grows from the ground. The Gemara then turns its discussion to the first rule that the Mishnah had said. And there are two versions of what Rav and Shmuel said about this first rule. First version is that the Mishnah speaks about a Tinuk Shenishba, a person who never learned about the concept of Shabbos, and the term Shachach doesn't really mean he forgot. It means Shachuach Mimenu Meikara. He never knew about Shabbos in the first place. But somebody who once knew about Shabbos would be obligated a separate carbon for each Shabbos. And the term Hayodea Iker Shabbos means he once knew about Shabbos, not that he knows this time about Shabbos. The Gemara rejects that because if you carry it forward to the third case of the Mishnah, it would imply that if you know the concept of Shabbos but forgot that today is Shabbos, you'd be chayav for each melacha. But if that were the case, why would the Mishnah say that you chayav for each melacha only in a case where you even know that today was Shabbos and just didn't know what melachas you were doing, that the melachas you were doing were asu, you thought they were permitted? Ella says the Gemara, Masnisin Kishihiku B'Sof Shachach. Our Mishnah has to be speaking about a case of someone who knew in the Reisha. The first case is of someone who knew about the concept of Shabbos, but has since forgotten the concept of Shabbos. If a person were a Tinuk Shenishba who never learned the concept of Shabbos in the first place, it's not the topic of our Mishnah, it's a separate Machlokas Amoroyim. Rav and Shmuel hold Kihikir L'Besov Shachach Dami, it would be the same as the Halach in the Mishnah, it wouldn't make a difference. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold Daf Kihikir L'Besov Shachach, the Halach of the Mishnah, Yerchayiv, a single carbon for all the violations, is only about somebody who once knew about Shabbos. Somebody who never knew about Shabbos would be putter completely from any carbon. He's considered like an ones. He's not considered a shogeg. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that there's an explicit brisa that a tinok shenashma lebein anachrim v'asa malachas harbe b'shabbos harbe einu chayev lechatas achas. Talks about someone who never knew anything, and it says that he is chayev a carbon. So it seems to be directly against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would respond that they agree with the other opinion quoted in that brisa. Einu chinami. That sheet shita in the brisa is against them, but they hold like the shita of Munvaz in that brisa, who says that a tinuk shnishma is pata from any carbon, since both a mezid and a shogeg are referred to by the Torah as a chote. They must both be about cases of shahaisalo yediya, where the person once knew about Shabbos. And then finally, the Gemara clarifies that the source of Munvaz's opinion is from the juxtaposition of the psukim. Torah achas yelechem la'osa b'shkaga, and va'nefesh achas ta'asa b'yad ramah. We can deduce that there's a link between averos violated b'shogeg and averos violated b'mezid, that they both, even a shogeg, has to have some level of yediyah. But with no level of yediyah whatsoever, then it's not even a shogeg, you wouldn't even be chayiv any carbon at all.